KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. We're on Twitter at KUOW. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, residents are struggling to recover. The governor of Puerto Rico said the electrical grid took such a hit that it could take months to restore power to everyone on the island. And many Puerto Ricans living here in the Northwest are still waiting to hear from family, including my next guest. Fern Marie Rodriguez is from Puerto Rico and has not been able to talk to her mother since the hurricane hit. Fern Marie, thanks for coming into our studio today.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, what's the latest from your family?
I have heard from my dad, who works at the Red Cross in Puerto Rico. So he was in the capital when the hurricane hit. And I'm so grateful that he was there, because through him, I've been able to help my family who is in the center of the island. I have not heard from them. I know they're okay because we spent the entire weekend orchestrating. I was joking. I kind of feel like, you know, the movie Matrix, the operator.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the operator.
That was you?
because they don't have communication. There's absolutely, they're off the grid, literally. And what I was able to do is I went to Alamo online and I rented a Jeep Cherokee. And I had my father go and pick it up, and they weren't allowing people to rent out the vehicles because they were reserving it for personnel like Red Cross or whatnot. Thank goodness he was part of the Red Cross. So he said, we're not sending anyone to the center of the island because of the situation. So he was able to actually take it with him. He packed up resources and he made path. Literally, there was no path to the center. The trees were in the way. Floods, mudslides were everywhere.
It's a rainforest?
Yeah.
Type of
yes.
environment.
Puerto Rico is, yeah. is literally a rainforest.
Yeah.
And the center of the island is most dense with trees and mountains. So it was quite an ordeal. It took him 2 days to get to the center and get to my mom's house. And so because of him, I know that she's okay, but I still don't. I haven't talked to her yet.
And what does your father tell you? So he's traversed the island now, it sounds like. What's he telling you about what you're seeing?
The situation is pretty horrific. People are in need of water, food, gasoline, electricity, communication. There's absolutely nothing that is left for them. Some people have lost everything, absolutely everything. But yet, one thing that I want to point out is that he also tells me that people are collaborating with each other, supporting each other. And it's actually quite beautiful to see the people of the island coming together to support. And I know it's a devastating situation, but at the same time, there's beauty that comes out of it because people are stronger together.
Did he tell you such a story, an example of how people are able to collaborate?
It's everywhere. So he says that—
Give me one story. I want to know.
For example, he was saying that when he was trying to make path to the center, he saw people, like neighbors, everywhere that he was, as he passed every little town, one after the other. People are helping each other make path in the streets. You see children helping. I've seen pictures of that have been posted online of people washing their hairs in a little pond and just smiling and just making the best out of the situation. So I think it's at this point, we need to continue doing that, do more collaboration, do more support. There are about 100 people here in Seattle that we met last week, and we're trying to divide ourselves in groups. And
yes, you work at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Will you tell us about the effort you're organizing among your coworkers, and we can talk about more?
Yeah, so within Microsoft, we're doing it's Gift Month. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a collaborative effort to have employees donate, and then Microsoft will match that. So that's a great opportunity. In addition, about 100 of us here in Seattle that are Puerto Ricans, about 85 to 90% of us have families that we have had no communication with, even though it's been 2 weeks. And what we're doing is we're dividing ourselves into 10 groups, and we're focusing on collecting donations, sending donations, orchestrating things like Amazon wish list, for example, and having people donate through those wish lists. And then Amazon already have the infrastructure to send their planes or send shipments over to the island. The USPS is not working, but when it does, all of these things will be lined up to support. So we're tackling micro aid. The government and FEMA and the Red Cross are more macro, and they're doing the best they can with especially shelters and hospitals. But not everyone goes to a shelter or a hospital. So with the efforts that we're doing, we're trying to do the micro relief to the people that still need the help, but they're just not in a hospital or in a shelter.
So you're sort of dividing up areas that you know and like adopting a section of Puerto Rico for different people?
So I'm actually supporting an initiative called Adopt a Town. And the goal is exactly what you're saying. We know that there are cities that haven't today. There are cities that have yet to be reached by the government, by FEMA. And some of them is because there is a dam that unfortunately the structure collapsed. And so there were about 70,000 people that had to be evacuated from the area. So even by helicopter, there are places that you can't land a helicopter. And so there are still to this day, 2 weeks later, people that have not been reached. So what we're trying to do is, like I give you the example of my family, where we do know that they're okay, even though I haven't talked to her. But there are people that have not yet been able to have any contact. And so we are trying to make a list of the cities that we know have not yet been reached, and trying to find a way, find crews to help get there. Because we know this is universal, that they're trying to make path out, but people have to start trying to make path in. And I know that they are, but together we'll be targeting those smaller cities.
Fern Marie, do you have any comment you want to make about the back and forth between President Trump and the mayor of San Juan?
I would prefer not to. And the reason is that it's very aggravating. It's actually very frustrating for me. And so I would rather not even think of what is happening with the administration. And I'm taking the path of actually making an impact and making a difference from where I am with the resources that I have available.
Is there a link or something I can pass on to listeners right now who are, they hear you, they want to do something? What can I tell them?
Yeah, so at this very moment, the best organization that has already everything established is the Red Cross Puerto Rico chapter. I would suggest people to donate to the Red Cross Puerto Rico. In addition to that, we are working towards more targeted efforts, like I mentioned, and I'm still trying to set up the legalities and the accountants in order to make this solid. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that one yet, but
for now, Red Cross Puerto Rico.
For now, Red Cross Puerto Rico.
Fern Marie Rodriguez Santiago, coordinating a relief effort for Puerto Rico, and still waiting to talk to her mom on the island. And we'll tweet out that link. Fern Marie, of course, we're wishing the best for you. Thanks for taking a moment now and telling us about it.
Thank you.
KUOW's The Record. We'll be back in just a moment.